the Bethel test fishery put nets in the water 5 days early this year. With no salmon fishing happening in the early season, the test data will be central to understanding the strength of the king run and helping managers decide when to open up for other species. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
In its 30 years of operations, the Bethel test fishery has begun drifting June 1st. This year, crew started May 27th. Kevin Schaberg is a research biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Breakup was pretty early this year, and reports from around the state and on the Kuskokwim was that fish were coming in a little bit early here and there.
Crews have caught both king and sockeye salmon in the first couple days of operations. And given this year's severe king salmon restrictions, Schaberg is expecting many more king salmon to come through the test waters relative to typical years when people have been fishing below Bethel.
This year, everybody knows, is a very different year. This is something that I don't know if we've ever seen on the Kuskokwim River as far as lack of harvest at this time of the year. So interpretation of the Bethel test fishery is going to take a little bit longer to get a really solid signal on whether we think the run's doing well or very poor.
On Thursday morning, representatives from Bethel's tribe ONC picked up a small tote box of test fishery king salmon bound for elders' meals at Bethel's Senior Center. Other research initiatives this summer include having lower river fishermen collecting scales to estimate age and sex composition, and in early July, a Yukon River sonar crew will come to evaluate sites for a possible sonar project. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.